Life insurers put life into the things you live for. The new factory that's hiring your neighbors. Maintenance on the bridge that keeps traffic flowing. The paycheck that puts pizza night on the table. Life insurers contribute $8 trillion to the U.S. economy through bond purchases and other investments, and protect the financial security of 90 million American families, like yours. See how life insurers put life into America at ACLI.com. Paid for by the American Council of Life Insurers.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Someone recommended that new John Hamm thing. Is My Friends and Neighbours, it's called. It's on Apple TV.
I've heard that name before.
John Hamm, Robbing His Neighbours is the gist of it. It's supposed to be quite good. I haven't watched it. I was glued, of course, to Andor every week. That finished up last week. And this isn't a spoiler, but Andor, this is a Star Wars show on Disney+. The way it ends, this is not a spoiler, the way it ends is it leads right up to the minute Rogue One, the Star Wars film, begins. So you've got two series of Andor, and then it leads right up to the minute Rogue One, the film, begins. Because, of course, all the same people are in Rogue One, all those characters. It's their, how they got together and how they got started, how they became the Rogue One squad. And then, it literally, that show ends, Rogue One begins. So I watched all of Andor, finished it at the weekend, and then went straight into Rogue One again. And it's a wild ride. Thoroughly enjoy it.
Not currently watching anything, but this weekend I am going to see that new Weekend, or The Weekend. Is it just Weekend or The Weekend movie?
I can't feel my face.
Yeah, that's the lad. The movie's called Hurry Up Tomorrow, or Tomorrow Hurry Up. I don't know. WhatsApp's down. It's distracting me. Anyway, I'm going to the cinema to watch that, and because I love something that's absolutely atrocious, and I do believe there's going to be absolute guff.
Interesting choice. Text or WhatsApp 0874-100-102. The other one then is In Our House, The Last of Us, which I only found out. Every week I watch Last of Us and I go, yeah, it was fine. It was fine. Mm. Not as good as the last series, but yeah, it was fine. Maybe the next one will be great. Maybe the next one's going to be great. It was fine, but yeah, maybe next week's one is going to be great. Next week will be great. And I only found out last night that the most recent episode is the second last episode of the series.
Right.
So they've David's over there. David?
Hey, guys. We are watching The Last of Us and Yellow Jackets. Both very, very good.
So you're enjoying Last of Us. Okay, Yellow Jackets, I watched the first series. I think it's into the third season now of Yellow Jackets. Watch the first one, maybe the first episode of the second series. I just went off it. I was like, is this thing going anywhere? Are these girls ever going to... I'm not going to ruin it for you, but this has just gone on too long.
People keep mentioning that show to me. It's clearly a massive show.
Loads of amazing stars in it. Amazing actors, amazing female talent. It's just dragging the arse out of it, in my opinion. But if you're enjoying it, David.
Dave in Country Tip, and love the show.
Hey, cheers, Dave. Thanks for the recommendations. 0874-100-102. Tony. Oh, hang on, that's very low. Hello, Tony, you there?
Hey, right.
Tony.
Hey, JP.
Tony, talk to us.
Beautiful day.
It's lovely, yeah.
I've been watching Mobland.
Mobland. Got a few recommendations from Mobland, actually. Stewie's over there, Stewie.
Lads, Mobland, Tom Hardy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, do you know what? We were talking about it when it launched, and there was some slagging over various accents. Maybe was it...
Pierce Brosnan.
I was going to say Hugh Grant's accent. Pierce Brosnan's accent is it a ropey Irish accent that he does in Mobland. So there's a lot of slagging about that, but apparently it's a good show. Is it, Stewie?
Yeah, there's a bit to be said for the Irish accents in it.
Right.
But other than that, especially Pierce Brosnan's. But other than that, Tom Hardy, absolutely amazing. And he kind of carries it, but Mobland is amazing, yeah.
Mobland, okay.
Stewie in Dublin.
Cheers, Stewie. 0874-100-102. Geraldine is there as well. Geraldine, talk to me.
Hey, Ray. You should definitely check out I, Jack Wright. I think it's on UK Alibi or Drama. It is brilliant.
I have heard nothing about this. I, Jack Wright, and Wright is spelt like Ian Wright, W.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Geraldine. I was looking it up. It has sort of Succession vibes about it, where the patriarch of a family has died and he leaves nothing to in his will to various children, and then ructions ensue. I, Jack, it's an English drama. I, Jack Wright. Looks pretty good. So between those, Mobland and I, Jack Wright, a couple of good suggestions there. And do you know what else I watched at the weekend?
Go on.
Murderbot.
Oh, what's your man? One of the Skarsgårds. There's like 10 of them.
The gorgeous Skarsgård.
Right. And?
Gård, that's his name. It's a Swedish name.
Oh.
Gorgeous Skarsgård.
There's two dots over the G. It's Swedish. Okay.
It's grand. It's grand. Not amazing. It's grand. It's a little kooky for my liking. But it's, you know, something to stick on until the next thing comes on. Speaking of the next thing, this is going to be the next massive thing. And the final massive thing. Well, actually, is it the final thing? This is the question with Tom Cruise running around, jumping off airplanes, riding the motorbikes. Is this the end of Mission Impossible? The second part of the reckonings. This is Mission Impossible, the final reckoning, and it's out this weekend. Have a listen.
For every life you try to save, you gamble millions more. And now the fate of every living soul on Earth is your responsibility. That's the pattern, isn't it? You refuse to sacrifice the ones you hold close. I need you to trust me one last time.
It's 3 hours long, by all accounts.
It's just under. Like, it's 10 minutes short of 3 hours.
It's not 3 hours long. It's 3 hours long, I hear. Apparently, jam-packed... Well, not jam-packed, but action. Takes a bit of setting up the first half of it, but once it gets into the action, apparently it's incredible.
I loved Dead Reckoning. Came out a couple of years ago, the first half of this movie. One of the best action movies I've seen in a long time. Now, I don't think The Final Reckoning is getting quite as good reviews,
okay. But
it's chock full of action. It's got Tom Cruise. I would put it out there that the entire Mission Impossible franchise has been the best, the most reliably entertaining action movie franchise of the last 20 to 30 years.
Oh, shots fired. I'd say...
What else competes with that?
Vin Diesel and The Rock might have something to say about that one.
With your Fast and your Furious.
They'd be furious with you.
No.
They'd be coming here fast, being all furious up in your face.
Try this one on for size. I think the Mission Impossible movies over the last 20 to 30 years, on balance, are better than all of the James Bond offerings.
All of
and
them.
And I'm willing... That's the hill I'm willing to die on.
I think they're very, very good. I think... You just can't get away from the crazy when it comes to Tom Cruise, in my opinion.
You can't.
Like, it's always there. But at the same time, it's like, well, yeah, I'm still going to watch it. I think that's his thing, isn't it? It's like people are still going to watch it. Not just because he does all these stunts, but it's just like, I'm in. I've watched all the ones before. I'm going to watch this one. And I did thoroughly enjoy the last one. The final record, look at this. What's the point? There's no point in us telling you anything about it. It's the next bit of the last one. The AI is out there. It's going to destroy the world. And Ethan needs to get the thing to shut the Horcrux or the Tesseract.
It's called the Entity in this
one. Yeah, well, there you go. He needs to grab that yoke and shut it. Do you know what, Ethan? Just unplug it.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Just go around the back and pull out the plug. It'll be a lot shorter film involving less airplanes and motorbikes. But it'll be a lot easier. Just make it easier on yourself. Loads of love from Mobland. Peter's there as well. 0874-100-102. Pete, though.
Raimondo.
Darling.
JP, what's crack?
How are you?
Peter here in Limerick. Just following up on the Mobland recommendations. Pretty good watch. I think we've two episodes left to go.
Okay.
But Pierce Brosnan, oh my God, the accent. No.
Here's the thing. I would find, as an Irish person, you see, the thing is, they'd watch this anywhere in the world, they think, oh, that's what Irish people talk like. But as an Irish person watching a show where Irish accents are bad, I just can't do it. Like, it just takes me out of it altogether. I'm just like, ugh, I can't park it and enjoy the rest of it because Tom Hardy's supposed to be amazing. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be like, oh, here we go again.
You could hate watch it, but you wouldn't be enjoying watching it.
I don't do hate watching. Life's too short for hate watching, genuinely. I wouldn't do that. I'd just be getting annoyed and I'd be like, oh, I should be watching something else.
The accent is bad, but he's not the least bit believable as a gangster or a leader of a gangster family.
Yeah, he's quite gorgeous and wealthy looking, isn't he?
Is that the problem with Pierce? He's unfortunately so good looking. He's kind of typecast, yeah.
He'd be like Darby O'Gill from Darby O'Gill and Little People was in charge. And should be gosh, be gara, and look at Little People be on you. He's woeful in it.
Okay.
Woeful.
Woeful.
Anyway.
What?
Unlike Mobland, I love your show.
Oh.
Bye.
Hey, cheers, sir. And JP, wow, he really made some pretty wild statements a few moments ago. He said that the Mission Impossible films starring Tom Cruise are better, ladies and gentlemen, are the best in the last 20 years. They're the best action movies of the last 20 years, and they are better than all of the Bond movies. Absolutely outrageous, Gary.
It's like S-tier stuff from Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise. It's reliable. You know what you're getting, and it's always good.
What about the later? What about the Daniel Craig Bonds? They were good. They were good.
Some of them were good.
Alan Mayo thinks you're a melt. He says JP's incorrect. The Bourne, movies.
Bugger.
The Jason Bourne and the other one.
Okay.
Was there an Anthony Bourne?
Your man
Michael Bourne, the first cousin. Yeah, you're right. The Bourne movies kicked the Mission Impossible movies' asses. Yes, they do. They were brilliant. Even the less good ones were still excellent. Oh, he's got you there. Well, and I love Mission Impossible, but the Bourne movies are also amazing, from Nicole in Wicklow. Nicole, you're absolutely right. Congratulations. You've won 500 extra listener bonus points. Let's move on. Don't give him an opportunity to defend himself. And we'll talk about Lilo and Stitch. Do you Lilo or do you Lilo?
I don't know if I Lilo or Lilo.
I can tell you, it's as a Disney fan, it's Lilo. And this is the live-action remake of the Lilo and Stitch animated movie. Have a listen.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?
He escaped.
Shooting star!
I wish for a friend. Like a best friend.
He's so cute and fluffy.
He is your responsibility. Got it.
We promise. Yeah.
Stitch bad.
Sometimes family isn't perfect. That doesn't mean they aren't good. I don't think you're supposed to drink that.
I love it. It's got burps.
It's not a funny voice, monster.
And I wouldn't do that voice.
I said I didn't do that voice.
I'm from outer space.
Hello, my name is JP. I'm from the door.
My name is Ray. I'm from Valadar.
You shut your face.
Disney are obsessed with just all the stuff that was good in animation. Let's make a live-action version of that. Most of it, in my opinion, has been crap. The very odd film of the remakes have been any good at all. But I have to tell you, I'm glued. You know the way films, they bring out like 15 different versions of a trailer before the film comes out? And these trailers have been coming out for months, or dropping, as the kids say. They've been dropping these trailers for months. And every time there's a new Lilo and Stitch trailer for this, I'm glued to it. I'm like, this Stitch, he's great crack.
Well, the last remake was Snow White, and that got a lot of hate, even to the build-up to the release of it. This is getting a lot of love, so this has to be huge. Is this going to rival Minecraft in terms of box office and all that?
No, absolutely not. Minecraft is another level, but it is going to be huge. The thing about Lilo and Stitch was that it wasn't massive when it came out itself, but it was a grower, and certainly amongst its audience, much like kind of like Frozen. Am I wrong? That like Frozen was a thing, it was a movie, but then it was like mostly afterwards, it seemed to just explode and grow and grow and grow, and it's become an entire phenomenon in its own right. They're building whole areas of Disney parks now based on Frozen. And I think Lilo and Stitch to a certain degree would have done that, but it was like the early noughties when the first Lilo and Stitch film came out. Multiple TV shows spun off from it. Multiple sort of direct-to-video sequels made as well. And Stitch is, I think, like after Mickey maybe, or Goofy, he's like one of the top most requested get your photograph taken with the character in the Disney Parks character. He is absolutely huge. By the way, he's an alien, a little blue alien. If you don't know the story of Lilo and Stitch, by the way, Disney are doing that thing where it's just the original film, almost identical, couple of little changes, almost identical. Zach Galifianakis is in this. Is there anyone else famous in it? They don't really go for massive mega movie stars. It's the plot of that. Alien, he's on the run, crash lands on Earth, and this little girl takes him in, and it pretends that he's her pet, and it's all about togetherness and connection and friendship. Falling in love with the alien. Brian Lloyd, I was talking to him on Ireland AM this morning, and he said Lilo and Stitch is rubbish.
What?
Yeah, sacrilege. And Rotten Tomatoes, based on 84 reviews, it has it at 73%. So that's pretty good. Pretty good. 0874 100102, we're doing What Are You Watching? And recommendations. So JP says Mission Impossible is the best action films in the last 20 years. Also runs involve Fast and the Furious, the James Bond films, and Thompson Cavanaugh. Oh, the Bourne films. Mm. Even better. Tom's there. Tom, good afternoon.
Mission Impossible, better than Bond. Jesus, JP, stay away from those mushrooms.
Stay away from those mushrooms. Corey, what kind of mushrooms are you having? It's a little button mushrooms.
I like mushrooms when they're done with onions.
A little bit of mushrooms, yeah. with onions is nice. Fry them up on the pan.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.